I wonder if you might comment on the emergent church, where it came from and where it's going.
I wonder how many know what we're talking about with the technical phrase, emergent church. For those of you who don't, it's a... I'm trying to think what words to use that you also don't know. It would be characterized by younger 20-somethings who are pretty disillusioned with excessive doctrine orientation, lack of appreciation for the arts and emotion and certain traditions, and way disillusioned with hype and church growth and management and mechanism and media, and therefore you find, you know, living rooms with incense and conversation so I think it has come out of a disillusionment with a lack of life in a lot of traditional churches. So in that sense, I have some sympathy for the origin. And I think with a lot of aberrant movements, which I believe it is, it's born out of us, of lack of what the church ought to have been to keep it from happening. But having said that, that is probably where it comes from. It's lack of doctrinal commitment is appalling and will be devastating. It won't go anywhere. I don't think it will go anywhere but bad, unless God mercifully moves in and takes Brian McLaren and the others and makes them care about the existence of hell and other doctrines. Keeps them from saying things like, now I don't put this on Brian, but somebody in England, that the substitutionary atonement is divine child abuse. If they don't get beyond that to a big, robust appreciation of historic Christian doctrine and right thinking, the emergent church will be a flash in the pan, and it'll do a lot of damage in the process, I think. Now, you gotta understand that some people fly under the banner of emergent that are very doctrinally oriented, and one example would be Mark Driscoll in his book, Reformission. If you've ever seen it, he's a pastor of Mars Hill Church in Seattle. And Mark, everybody would look at this church and say, that's emergent, because of the music, the building, the ethos, everything about it would look kind of grungy and edgy and countercultural and very untraditional. But he is radically reformed, Calvinistic through and through, complementarian, male elders, and his goal is to get 300 young guys married every year with mortgages, so that they grow up and quit wasting their lives in postponed adolescence at age 29. I mean, that he just looks out at the scene in Seattle, one of those unchurched cities in America, where people have put off growing up till about 35, and they play like little boys and little girls, the way they dress, the way they fool around, and he wants to just go out. He's got 3,000 plus people in his church. He says he does 150 marriages a year, and his goal is to get these guys to grow up. And the best way to get them to grow up is to get them married with a mortgage. Now, I like Mark Driscoll a lot, so you can check out Mars Hill Church. That would be called emergent, but emergent of a totally different flavor than Brian McLaren. I've heard... I better not say this in public. This is being recorded. So that's enough on that. It's a problem movement. It's a movement I'm not excited about in general, and mainly on doctrinal grounds, not stylistic grounds.